This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. If you follow baseball, you know that when a team struggles, the manager often pays the price and gets fired. That's pretty much what happened to former Red Sox manager Terry Francona last September. But it often prompts the question, if the team stinks, why not keep the manager and fire the players instead? Well, that's exactly what the Red Sox have done in response to the latest disappointing season.
This weekend's blockbuster trade deal sent Josh Beckett, Adrian Gonzalez, Carl Crawford, and Nick Punto to the Los Angeles Dodgers for a bunch of players whose names, well, we're still trying to learn. So how's all this going to work out for the Sox?
Joining us now is Tim McCarney. He's co-founder of SurvivingGrady.com. That's a blog dedicated to an unhealthy addiction to the Red Sox. And Tim, welcome back to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Thank you.
So in your most recent blog posting, you wrote that we're born again here in Boston. So you see this as really good news for the Red Sox, right?
I do think this is good news. I grew up with Red Sox teams of the late 80s and early 90s, and those teams, to put it mildly, were a pathetic lot, to say the least. They were really, really hard-knock, hard-luck teams that never seemed to go anywhere. And I think part of that changed so much with our championship years in 2004, 2007. Fantastic things I thought I'd never see in my entire life. But I think perhaps a resetting, so to speak, burning everything to the ground and building up again would be good for all of us as a reminder that, you know, things aren't always rosy. Being a Red Sox fan is not all about championships and World Series. And I think sometimes we need to be reminded of that.
Well, let me ask you this, because at first blush, it might be hard for some folks to make sense of this deal. Big names like Adrian Gonzalez, Josh Beckett, Carl Crawford, traded away for a bunch of prospects and one middling first baseman named James Loney. Explain why this makes sense.
I think in this case it was a purging that just sort of made sense for the clubhouse. Although the fans will probably never be privy to what was actually going on, we were hearing enough reports and media folks telling us that there was a lot of discord, that things weren't quite going well, that there were some players who were particularly identified who perhaps were behind this dissent. And when people are kind of focused on that and players have sort of an anti-management stance, then it's disruptive to the clubhouse and it's bad for everybody. So obviously the product on the field was not a good product. And I think by this cleansing, if you will, of some elements that might not have been living up to expectations or might have been behind some of those problems, I think we might have a return to normalcy, or at least perhaps 500 play.
Yeah. Now, Adrian Gonzalez, his first at-bat with the Dodgers, he hits a three-run homer. My feeling is, you know, these guys are going to light it up for Los Angeles. Does that worry you at all?
I think in this regard, it really is a case of, and I hate to use the cliche, but it is addition by subtraction. I think seeing them put up some big numbers, while it will probably be depressing, I don't think it's something that's really going to make people bang their heads against the wall. I think these were all folks who were paid a lot of money, who came into the city, and I'm thinking particularly about Adrian Gonzalez and Carl Crawford, not so much Josh Beckett, because he did have an amazing year in 2007. But for the most part, these are people who have paid a lot of money who came here and just grossly underperformed.
So with these guys gone, whose team is this in terms of the remaining players? In other words, who represents the center of the Red Sox now? Is it David Ortiz? Is it Dustin Pedroia? What's the image of the team?
Going to be David Ortiz, so long as he elects to stay with the team and as long as management and ownership keep him here. I think he's the guy who's the one holdout from the glory years of 2004, 2007. He's the sort of the heart and soul of the team right now. And I think he's also a reminder of how the game should be played. To a degree, also, I would say Dustin Pedroia fills that role as well. These are scrappy guys who seem to always want to do the right thing, who seem to always want to win. I think part of the reason that the fans were a little disgruntled with this team, or perhaps a lot disgruntled with this team, was it seemed like a lot of that fire and passion had been gone. Perhaps that's a fallout from having won and having so many consecutive years of success. But for the most part, this town likes to see players who are as passionate about winning as we are. And when you don't see that, there's always going to be some contention.
So what were your thoughts about how the Red Sox rebuild and get back to that sort of scrappy, dirtbag greatness that they enjoyed in 2004? And how long do you think that will take them?
It could take a couple of seasons. I mean, obviously, this season is pretty much a wash, but I think it's interesting that Bobby V, it would be interesting to see what his status is with the team going forward. A lot of people thought Bobby V should have been one of the folks jettisoned along with these players, and I think if you look back to the last time the Red Sox made a managerial change halfway through a season was back in 2001 when Jimmy Williams was unceremoniously let go and Joe Kerrigan was handed the reins, and it was pretty much an unmitigated disaster from that point on, so perhaps they wanted to avoid something similar. And maybe give Bobby V a chance to have, and the very thought of this may cause some people to grab their hearts and fall backwards, but perhaps give Bobby V another entire season to see what he can bring to the table with some players who aren't necessarily disgruntled and aren't necessarily looking to replace him with another manager, and just see what he can do.
Well, you know, we mentioned in the intro that so often when teams aren't doing well, it's the manager that gets fired, and a lot of people are left sort of scratching their heads saying, well, it wasn't really his fault. They should have just fired the players and kept the manager. That seems to be what the Sox have done this time.
It does. If you look to some of their past managers, you can always point to a sort of a critical mistake that they made. Grady, of course, I built an entire blog around him.
Grady Little you're talking about.
Grady Little, who famously left Pedro in a little bit too long during the 2003 ALCS. And, of course, Terry Francona mostly was left to take responsibility for the collapse of September 2011. So Bobby V, you know, while certainly not entirely blameless, he has avoided the fans' outrage, in my opinion, mostly because people have been too busy pointing fingers at the players.
Yeah, interesting. So, Tim, you're thinking it's going to take them maybe a couple more seasons to rebuild, so you're not banking on a World Series in 2013.
Well, I like to look at it this way. I never thought I would ever see the Red Sox win a World Series. It was just the kind of thing that I accepted from childhood, and it was just sort of what motivated me. I'd still watch the games, but I never anticipated anything. After they won in 2004, my new motto has to be that absolutely anything is possible. If I'd given up on them far too many times in 2004 and been proved wrong. So while I would certainly think it will take them a couple of years to sort of get their bearings straight and see where they're going and see what kind of team they're going to be going forward, I would certainly invite, once again, the opportunity to be proved wrong.
All right. Well, Tim McCarney, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Tim McCarney. He's co-founder of SurvivingGrady.com. That's a blog dedicated to an unhealthy addiction to the Boston Red Sox.